各位弟兄姐妹慕道朋友下午好。Good afternoon everyone. Welcome to the Abundant Grace Chinese Church Sunday Worship. 下面请文英和费斯姐妹为我们诵读学道经文。Next, please, Sister Wei Ying and please read the call for worship scripture. 19篇七到十节。Psalm 19, verse 7 to 10. Sister Wei Ying, you go in Chinese first, please. 请。
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理清洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
Sister, please, please read in English, please.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart, and the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and together, altogether righteous. They are more precious than honey, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, than honey from the comb.
请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。Please stand up, let's praise the Lord with our song. 第一首歌，快乐欢欣向主敬拜。The first song, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Dora, please.
Told
站立，我们来到神面前。Please keep stand. Let's pray. 亲爱的天父上帝，我们在这金秋收获的季节，弟兄姐妹们聚集在你的殿堂来赞美你，来歌颂你。我们歌颂赞美你丰富的供应，不仅在物质上，更在我们属灵的生命里。不仅在我们欢乐幸福的时刻你与我们同在，更在我们艰难悲伤的时候你不离弃我们，保守我们。在我们健康出现状况的时候你医治我们，你让我们时时刻刻体会到你无边的大爱，让我们欣赏你奇妙的创造，更让我们领会到思想到你的恩典和大爱。祈求主你的灵时时刻刻运行在我们当中，带领我们的一切直到永远。这祷告祈求奉耶稣的名，阿们。请坐。 Sit down please. 我们的第二首歌，宝贵十字架， Second song Precious Cross。 我们用中英文唱两遍，重复一次副歌。 We can sing twice, repeat the chorus onceYou can sing either in English or Chinese, whichever you prefer. Please, Dora. Thank you. 三首歌，感谢神。The third song, thanks God for my Redeemer. You can send either in English or Chinese, whichever you prefer. Go ahead, Dora.诵读的经文是记载在马可福音第十章第十七到二十二节。The scripture we're going to read today is the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 to 22. 我们先用中文读一遍，然后我们再用英文读一遍。马可福音第十章第十七节起。
耶稣出来进门的时候，有一个人老来，跪在他面前问他说：“
良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位以外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”当耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我都从小遵守。”耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天。你还要来重跟他。”听了这话，脸色就变了颜色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。Now we're going to read it in English, the book of Mark, chapter 17 to 22. Let's read.
So
setting out on his journey, a man went up and kneeled before him and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit the eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. He said to him,
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so blessed that we can come together here to worship you. We give thanks to you as we sang in the song that you died for us. And your love, you give us your life. Today we become the children of God. So when we come together here, you worship one truly God. And we give all the honor and glory to you. Today is the day which the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we give thanks to you. We praise you. May your word revive us. May the message strengthen us that we have faith grounded in you. We come here with different needs, but your word, the Spirit, know what we need. So we'll meet all our need by your grace. And we pray that the spirit of revelation and wisdom that we ask for so that we may truly know you and know you better. Today we give thanks to you that this Thanksgiving Sunday we have two youths that they're going to proclaim that Jesus is their Lord and submit to your command that they will get baptized. We pray that their testimony would touch each and everyone here and give glory to you and strengthen their faith so they stand firm in you and they will be a good testimony to their peers. 爱我们的主，我们的父，我们献上感谢。当我们来到你的面前，我们用歌声来赞美你的时候，是因为你先爱我们，是你为我们死在十字架上，使我们可以成为神的儿女。当我们聚集敬拜歌颂的时候，将一切的荣耀颂赞感谢都归给主，因为这个日子是耶和华所定的日子，我们应该欢呼快乐。尤其是我们来到你的面前，按照我们个人的需要，求主借助你的话语来喂养我们，使我们重新得力。我们在主的话里面，我们得到主你给我们的力量，因为你是给予我们这样的宝贵的应许。我们也祈求圣灵借助你自己的智慧启示而灵，使我们深深真知道主你自己，使我们每一次的聚会在主里面我们都可以蒙恩。在这一次的感恩节，我们有两位青少年，他们要受尽见证主你自己的名，求主加强他们的信心，坚固他们的信心在耶稣基督的救恩上，好让他们做见证的时候，神你得荣耀，众人得到激励，得到福气。我们今天下面的时间恭敬仰望在主的恩手， 求主悦纳，求主是讲的听的，我们在主里面同盟造就，祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。We are delighted that today we have Pastor Glenn Paul to preach to us, and Opal will be his interpreter. So, Pastor Glenn.
Well, good afternoon, and I bring you greetings from Chinese Spirits Bible Church. I hope that you are rested since we all had an extra hour. So since we have an extra hour, does that mean I get to go longer? You know, if you take a look at scriptures, there are times when your heart beats a little bit faster when you read about individuals that believe and trust in Jesus Christ. However, at the same time, when you look through scriptures, there are times when you read about encounters with Jesus, not everyone believe. And I don't know about you, but it makes me sad when sometimes I read in scripture that people actually turned away from Christ. There are times in scripture where there's people that are right in front of Jesus, and all of a sudden, they walk away. There are other examples in the Gospel, in fact, Gospel John, where in John chapter 6, where about a great amount of people actually walked out and did not follow Jesus. And of course, you know the common betrayal of Judas, who is with Jesus, but he did not walk. Sometimes when you read this passage, we can be sad. It can make us reluctant to share Jesus with others, knowing that people may not always believe. But Jesus said, whoever listens to you listens to me, whoever rejects you rejects me, but whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me.
假如说是大家心里有一个认知的话，因为耶稣跟我们说，我们传福音的时候，若是他们不接受你的话，其实是不接受我。假如说是他们接受你的话，也是接受了我。然后最重要的就是说，他们不接受我的话，是他们拒绝了在天上的父，他把我拆到地上来。
As you read through scripture, and particularly this account, you may wonder, how could you be with Jesus? How could you hear from Jesus and depart from Jesus? Here we have a young man who came to Jesus. He had a conversation with Jesus, and yet he walked away from Jesus. The young man came searching for eternal life. And sadly, he left searching even more than before. It makes us think, if it happened then, can it happen now? Can it happen today? People come in and out of gospel-centered churches like this all the time. Some may be searching for answers, searching for the truth in life. They may hear the gospel truth that is preached from the pulpit. They are challenged to believe and to repent before God. However, when the service is over, they leave the same way they came in. They came in lost, and then they leave lost. And we know if they die without repenting before God, what happens? They will be lost for all eternity in a place the Bible calls hell. Today the message is about the realities of what possibly may happen when the gospel is presented. However, this may inspire you to make the gospel clear, to share your faith with others. And perhaps if you're here today, it may biblically encourage you to repent before God and believe wholeheartedly in Jesus. Let's take a look at our passage in Mark chapter 10, verses 17-22. My first point here is going to be notice his consideration. So let's take a look at the young man. So in the context, we know that the young man had a certain amount of wealth. He was affluent. Secondly, we know in collaboration of other Gospels account of the same story that not only was this young man had wealth, but he was also a ruler. He was also a leader in the synagogue. So the young man can be described as young, rich, and he had a certain amount of authority. There was a lot of admiration for what he had accomplished and where he was in his stage of life. However, there was a void in his life. There was something missing. Blaise Pascal once said, "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God the Creator made known through Jesus Christ." Now notice in the beginning of verse 17, the young man, he ran up to Jesus.
Uh,
His legs is moving fast. He really wanted to talk to Jesus. He was very desperate and seeking the truth and seeking answers. So despite all the power that he had, despite all the wealth that he had, there was something missing, and he was desperate, and he came running to Jesus. There was something that he did not possess, and that is peace with God. So notice this is the consideration. Notice his consideration. He came hungry. He came desperate. He came seeking. He asked the question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Usually when it comes to evangelism, when we take the time to share our faith with others, it takes a little while for the conversation to warm up to talk about Jesus. Some of us struggle in awkward moments in trying to at least tell people about God or begin the conversation about Jesus. And no matter what type of initiative we have, most of the time, sometimes we get people that are disinterested or distracted. But in this case, it's a little bit different, right? You don't need to warm up this young man. He's already thinking about the topic. And it's on his mind, and he really wants to know the answer. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Maybe you had people that have come up to you, and maybe they have asked the question, can you tell me about heaven? Can you tell me more about Jesus? Or what must I do to be saved? This young man comes hungry, and he comes with a sense of urgency because he's running up to Jesus and he comes down on his knees before him. Think for a moment. This young man had a lot of good things going for him, right? And I'm not talking about his background. I'm actually talking about, first of all, he came to the right person. He came to Jesus. Evidently, he had heard about Jesus. And he felt like Jesus would be able to give him the answer as far as what must I do to inherit eternal life. So when it comes to eternity in a balance, it's a very good idea to talk to Jesus. Not only did he come to the right person, but he came in the right way. Notice in the passage, there was a sense of desperation, and he comes running up to Jesus. But also look what else happens in the passage. He slows down and he bows before Jesus. The running shows that he was desperate. The bowing down shows that he is humble before God. And he's wrestling with that question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You know, that's the important topic. Life's biggest question is, where will you spend eternity? We know that there is no guarantees in life. There's no guarantee for another morning, another afternoon, or another evening. No one could really boast about tomorrow, right? The Bible says, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Brothers and sisters, nothing in life is as big and as important and urgent as your salvation. You need to know for certain where you will be in eternity. You don't want to guess. You don't want to presume. You won't know. The Bible says for certain that you can know. In fact, in 1 John chapter 5 says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God in order that you may know that you have eternal life. For those who do know and believe in Jesus Christ, blessed assurance, isn't it? So he goes to the right person. He has the right approach. And he even has a good reason, the right reason. You can even say that not only did he come to the right person, he came in the right way, but he also came at the right time, right? Jesus was on his way, and the man ran up and met him. Jesus is passing on lane, and he's not going to miss him. He does not want to miss Jesus. There seems to be a lot of right moves, and it seems like it's almost a perfect scenario here, right? But then there's a mistake that happens. Did you catch the mistake? He gives the wrong address. That's why Jesus had to correct him. So notice his confusion here. What do I mean by the wrong address? He calls Jesus the good teacher, the good rabbi. Now, publicly, it's generally accepted. That's an acceptable phrase. But notice Jesus' objection to it. He says, why do you call me good? You know what he's saying there? Why are you throwing this description around so casually?
为什么你用这个字眼这么的轻率呢？
If you're really concerned about eternal life,
假如说你真的对你永生很感兴趣，会很重视和关切的话
and you really want to know,
你假如真的想知道的话
there's a better description as far as what are you calling me right now?
应该有一个更好的称谓称呼我。
Now this becomes a teaching moment.
这是一个教导这个年轻人的时刻。
Jesus is telling him, don't just throw around this phrase, good teacher, around just like that.
不要把这些称谓随意的应用在我身上。
When Jesus spoke again, he says, no one is good except God alone.
因为耶稣指证他说，除了神一位之外，再没有良善的了。
Now let that sink in. Jesus said, no one is good but God alone.
为什么耶稣这样讲呢？说除了神以外，没有良善的呢？
See, the way that the young man was using the phrase good, he kind of just tossed it out arbitrarily. When it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus, it is absolute that he is good.
这个良善的字眼用在耶稣身上的话，是完完全全正确无误的。
You need to understand that God is that good. God is good.
你们应该都有一个这个同样的那个认知，就是说神是良善的。
No one but God is good.
没有任何一个人是良善的，除了神以外。
See, the religious people don't quite grasp this.
很多那个宗教领袖他们都不能够体会这个分别。
The legalist doesn't quite get it.
很多的律法师也不能够理解这个分别在哪里。
The moralist, the perfectionist don't quite understand this word.
很多注重道德行为的一些人，他们也不能够理解这个真正的分别在哪里。
Before you talk or listen to salvation, before you begin to understand the kingdom of God, you needed to get in your heart, you are not good, but only God is good.
在你提到这个救恩或者提到永生的生命之前，你一定要清楚，你也不好，我也不好，都没有良善，除了神以外。
No one is good. Romans chapter 3 says none is righteous. No one, not one, no one really seeks God.
罗马书第三章说，就是说世上没有一个义人，全部都没有，因为都偏离了神。
The book of Romans quote comes from also the book of Psalms that none is righteous.
因为罗马书所引用的，就是诗篇里头所引用的，就是说世上没有良善的人，没有义人，一个也没有。
So the average Hebrew religious leader, such as this young man, should know that you are not good, not even okay.
其实在这个犹太人他们这些律法师这些教法师就像这个年轻人一样，其实他们心中应该都很明白，在世上没有一个义人，没有一个良善的人。
We make the distinction, right? You're not good, you're not okay, right?
我们都应该知道你也不行，我也不行。
But God wants to make it very clear. It's not just good, not okay, but that we are sinners before God.
其实在人眼前我们说不定不是很好，说不定还是不错的，可是在神眼中，神要我们知道世上没有一个义人，一个也没有，都是污秽的衣服。
The absolute goodness is found in God's character.
完全良善的话只能在神里头找到。
Have you ever thought about descriptions about God, what comes to the top?
假如说是你们要形容神的话，你们所用的形容词都是哪些呢？最常用或者最适合用的是什么呢？
Usually we think God's holiness or God's love that comes to the top.
通常我们会说神是圣洁的，神是良善的。
But God's goodness also comes to the top too as well, describing God.
可是神的这个良善其实也是我们常常引用的来形容神。
So we did have this confusion here.
常常有的时候我们也看到这个年轻人也同样的有一些困惑或是一些混淆的地方。
He also had a wrong understanding. So notice the question, you know, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
所以他的那个很错误的观念就从他的问题里头看得出来，就是说我应该做什么事才能够承受永生呢？
Think for a moment. Is there something wrong with that question?
想一想，看这个问题的错在哪里。
It's not what you do for salvation.
永生的话你不可能做得出来。
It's not about that. So like the riches that he had earned, the young man was kind of thinking, what do I have to do? What do I have to pay? What do I have to do? And I'll do it just to get eternal life.
See,
everything that the young man had, he had worked for, or he had, or was given, but there was something that either he was or he did to inherit or to gain his riches. So he was thinking, what do I need to do? Do it yourself to inherit eternal life. That's exactly what sometimes people think today. Alright, what do I have to do to get eternal life? How much do I have to give for eternal life? Or what do you want from me? Do I have to volunteer so many hours? Do I have to be nice to every person I meet? Do I have to have a good stature in my job and in the community? Maybe we think that people are not as bad as we hear about in the news. You know, many people believe that salvation is based on the dues, but it's not. Christianity is not based upon the dues, it's based upon what has been done. Salvation through Jesus Christ is all about the done. When Jesus died on the cross, his last words were, "It is finished. It's done." It is done. Jesus paid it all. The Bible says that He saved us, not because of the righteous things that we have done, but because of His mercy. He saves us through the washing, the rebirth, and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Today, if you want to be saved, rest in the done, rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You know, the other thing that the young man got wrong was actually the wrong formula. He thinks that salvation is a reward. Do enough, earn the reward. Salvation is not a reward for a good moral life nor faithfulness. Salvation is a gift. It's a free gift of God's grace. The young man had some wrong misconceptions. But you now understand, for the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
真的是已经完成了。
You know, today I had a conversation with a mother who was very concerned.
今天我跟一位非常心里有重担的一个母亲谈过话。
She was very concerned about her son and, you know, had prayed, you know, a lot for him.
这位母亲非常担忧她的儿子，因为她为这个儿子祷告了很久。
She loved him very much, but she realized that it was always very difficult for him to...for her to encourage him to come to church.
她为他祷告很久，可是她好像很难邀请，或者是很难拖着他的儿子到教会来。
He flat out said, "I don't want to go to church."
他跟他母亲就说，我就是不要去教会。
He keeps on resisting going out to fellowship and going out to different Christian meetings.
他一直拒绝要去参加青年团契或是教会聚会。
So the mother asked me, she says, "Did I do something wrong?"
So my mother 就很真的是很沉重的问我说我是不是做错了什么事儿呢？
No, you haven't done anything wrong. You love him. You pray for him. You encourage him to trust in the Lord.
我跟她说你没做错事，因为你为他祷告，你为他救恩担忧，然后你也鼓励你的儿子到教会来。
But he needs to realize the rebellion in his heart that he is a sinner before God.
可是你的儿子需要在他心中就承认一个事实，就是说他是罪人，需要回到神的面前来。
And the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
因为圣经上特别说，罪的工价就是死，可是在基督耶稣里头就有永生。
Notice the young man's confusion. Now notice Jesus' confrontation with him.
我们也体会到这个青年人他这个想法是错的，他的概念是错的，然后耶稣就亲自挑战他。
Jesus confronts the young man on two accounts.
耶稣在两方面向他挑战。
The first one had to do with who he is.
耶稣就要问他说他是谁。
Jesus is not a good moral teacher, but he is the Savior.
耶稣是救主，虽然他并不是一些教法师。
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，没有人能够到父那里去，除了借着我。
There's only one who could save, and that is Jesus.
只有一个救主，就是耶稣基督。
If you are calling upon me for help, eternal life, understand who I am and understand what I can do.
你假如说到我面前来问怎么样得到永生的话，你是来对了，因为我知道永生在哪里，因为我就是救主。
Jesus saves. Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣说，我就是救主。
The second thing that he confronts the young ruler about, the problem with sin.
第二件事情，耶稣跟他那个挑战，就是说关于这个罪的问题。
Here's the basics. If you don't understand the problem, you're not going to understand the solution.
这个就是最根本的，就是说你假如不知道这个罪的那个严重性的话，你就不知道要永生的这个需要。
And this is a very clever confrontation that Jesus has with the young man.
耶稣实在是很有智慧来挑战这个年轻人。
Now Jesus mentions the list of commands, and before he took another breath, the young ruler called out that he's done these things since he was a youth.
耶稣特别提到有这个诫命的问题，各式各样的诫命问题。然后这年轻人跟耶稣说：“我这些都做了，从小就做了。”
Take a look at the commands.
看一下这个十诫里头说的。
You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
然后这十诫里头特别说，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
Now, what did you notice about that list?
你们看这个十诫里头，你看到什么？
Of course, parents are saying, "Notice the honor your mother and father part, right?"
父母就会对孩子说，看到吗？就是要孝敬父母啊。
But what do you notice about that list?
可是你看这个十诫里头，这个里头到底是看到什么？
What do you notice about those commandments?
你看这些诫命里头，你想到什么？
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It does not add up to 10, does it?
数下来的话，只到六个诫命，并不是十诫。
It's more than a half, but really it's the bottom half.
其实另外一半的话是非常非常重要的一半。
These commandments are more in how you relate with one another, right?
这些诫命其实就是人跟人之间的互动，或是你对人应该怎么样，人对你应该怎么样。
How you relate to your fellow man, not necessarily with God.
可是这些都是人对人之间的彼此互动或者要求，可是跟神毫无关系。
Jesus wanted them to see that he is a sinner before God and he has no ground to stand on before the judgment seat.
耶稣知道他在人面前可能是十全十美，可是在神面前他只不过是一个罪人。
Now when the young man responded, Jesus did not correct him.
在年轻人回答耶稣的时候，耶稣并没有纠正他。
Conceivably, maybe he could have been clean on the outside. Maybe he did have a spotless reputation. No trouble with the law, but he is in trouble with God.
很可能在人的眼中，他真的是奉公守法，或者是这些十诫里头所提到的这些对人之间都是遵守的，可是在神面前他是罪人。
Because it really has to do with the condition of the heart.
因为这些都是跟你的心有关系。
You know, the young man had to be confronted just like you and me. We focus on the external. We don't necessarily focus on the internal. When we are confronted, guess what? We become defensive.
我们假如说被挑战，关于你的心正不正的时候，或者在神面前被接受的时候，我们很可能就有点像是推诿，想要狡辩。
Maybe you've been confronted like, "Hey, you're messy."
或者是你 you
messy.
Messy. Oh, 即使是说好像你在家里很乱的样子。
And you say, no, I'm not messy. I clean up my mess. I put the trash in the trash bag, right?
很多时候我们会自己狡辩说，没有啊，没有，我把东西收拾得干干净净，都倒到垃圾桶里头去了。
Sometimes we focus on the external, so we rally off what we did, right?
很多时候我们都看到是表面，看到外在行为的事情。
But the issue is the heart, is the inside.
可是重点就是我们的心到底是如何。
And if you think about it, we are actually messy.
可是你真的仔细想一想的话，真的是我们真的是一文不值。
We do make mistakes.
我们常常犯错。
And it's not necessarily we are messy at home. We are messy before God.
我们并不是说把家里弄得很乱或者很糟糕，其实我们在神面前是非常糟糕的。
You know, it's easier to notice that a button hasn't been buttoned versus your heart is not right before God.
很多时候我们可以挑到说别人说，哎，你这扣子没扣好。可是很多时候我们都没有想到，我们在神面前，我们的心是怎么样。
Sometimes we just see sin as maybe just hurting ourselves, but you know what? You know who it really hurts?
有的时候我们会想到底是谁受伤最重呢？想想看。
It hurts God.
很多时候其实是伤了神的心。
It grieves the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵担忧。
Jesus Christ had to die on the cross for your sin.
耶稣基督一定要在十字架上为你我受死。
Sin hurts God. Sin is offensive to God.
在神的眼中，罪是最不能够被神接受忍受的。
Your violations, your trespasses, your transgression is rebellion against God.
其实你的过犯，你的罪恶，其实是在神面前是真的是对神有。
We have to realize that we are defiant before the Lord God Almighty who sits on the throne. Do you realize your sin is offensive to God? The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So when Jesus confronts, he wants to make sure that he understands his identity and that he is the Savior, Jesus saves.
所以当耶稣问着年轻人跟他挑战的时候，就要让他能够意识到耶稣其实就是主。
He also wants to make sure they understand that he understands that we are sinful before a holy God.
我们每个人，即使周围的人都应该体会到，我们在神眼中都是罪人。
Now let's look at verse 21.
看一下第二十一节。
Verse 21 says, "And Jesus, looking at him,loved him and said to him, you lack one thing. Go sell all that you have, give to the poor, and you have treasures in heaven. Come, follow me."
二十一节说，耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
In verse 21, it said that he looked at him in love.
21节说，耶稣看着他就爱他。
Let me repeat it. Before Jesus spoke, he looked at him in love.
让我再重复讲一遍，耶稣看着他就爱他。
Frame it right there. Before he said anything, he looked at him in love.
所以经文在耶稣开口说话之前，他就看着他，爱他。
Do you know how you could improve your marriage and improve your family life?
知道你能够在你婚姻当中做些什么事，能够将你的婚姻更和谐，更改进吗？
Do you know how you can improve your friendship, improve your witness before God, you know, and reaching out to others?
假如说是你要想一下怎么样能够增加或是改善你的友谊的话，在神面前你应该做些什么事呢？
Just look at somebody in love before you speak.
就应该是看着某人，爱他之后，然后才开口说话。
Think of the impact. If you have love upon the lost, compassion upon the clueless, what kind of witness you're going to have for Christ?
想一下，你假如说是对所有失丧的人，你很关心他们，爱他们，要跟他传福音的话，你想想看，这个效果，这个果效是有多大
？And the way you could have love in your look before others before you speak is only if you follow Jesus.
假如说是你想要有爱这个人，想要对他说一些话，或者改善你们之间的友谊的话，你一定要有耶稣基督来的爱。
Follow Jesus. Jesus is the one who looked at the lost sheep with compassion.
耶稣就是我们需要跟随的人，因为他是在拯救这些失丧的群羊的时候，他已经爱了他们，为他们舍身。
Jesus looked at this young man, and he looked at him in love.
耶稣看着这个年轻人，然后也爱他。
Regardless of his sin, regardless of his wrong understanding of God, he looked at him in love.
无论他的那个错误的概念到底是什么，或者无论他是有多么的依赖自己的钱财，非常错误，但是耶稣还是爱他。
Friend, no matter where you are today, God loves you too.
朋友们，无论你今天是在哪里，耶稣爱你。
You know, as a proof of his love, Jesus tells the young man how to be safe.
耶稣爱这个年轻人是用就说如何能够得救来指示他。
It's a message we need to hear today.
我们今天就需要听到这个信息。
Notice how he challenges them. He says, "Sell your possession and give your money to the poor."
看一下耶稣跟他的指示，就是说你应该把你的所有的东西变卖之后分给穷人。
Now.Don't be rushing here, and there's no implication that salvation can be earned by selling your possessions.
请不要误会，这边并不是说要你把你所有东西卖了之后，你就可以得到救恩。
So don't go having a garage sale right afterwards, all right?
回家之后不要马上开始卖你的车库里头的东西。
But we know in this passage, the rich man loved his wealth.
因为我们从这些经文里头可以看得出来，这年轻人真的是倚仗他的钱财。
He trusted his money more than he trusted God.
他倚仗他的钱财，超过他倚仗信靠神。
He loved his money more than he loved God.
因为他更爱他的钱财，而不是更爱神。
Do you realize Jesus came to save you, your soul, not your riches?
知道吗？耶稣要拯救你这个人，而不是要拯救你的，因为你的钱财而要拯救你。
The Bible says no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Here's the bottom line, follow Jesus.This is the heart of the matter. The young man had been following power, prestige, and his position, his possessions. Jesus is basically saying, turn your back on all those and follow me. This is how you get eternal life. The demands of the Gospels are clear. You must forsake your sins through genuine repentance and embrace Christ by faith in Christ alone.
福音就是很简单，就是说要你要为你的罪真的是悔改，然后信靠耶稣，接受耶稣。
How about you? Will you follow Jesus?
你愿意接受耶稣为你的个人救主吗？
Will you repent before God?
你愿意在神面前悔改认罪吗？
Will you embrace the Savior Christ alone?
你愿意接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主吗？
There were tears in the story.But there weren't tears of repentance. Instead of following Jesus, he walked away from Jesus. Scripture tells us, disheartened by his saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Notice the man's choice. He chose his possessions over Jesus. He chose cash over Christ. He chose money over the Messiah.
他选择了金钱财富而放弃了耶稣这个救主。
He loved his possessions more than he wanted to be saved.
他更爱他的财富而不愿意得到永生。
And that's why he walked away from Jesus.
所以他从耶稣面前离开了。
A very sad refusal.
他是真的是这个决定是非常非常可悲的。
He turned down the love of Christ. He turned down, he rejected eternal life. Remember, Jesus didn't move. It was the young man that moved away. This decision had eternal consequences. And especially if the young man did not repent.Can I say everybody's going to be spending time in eternity? That is spending time in eternity with God or without God. In heaven or in hell? Which will it be for you? Will you follow Jesus today? Will you trust Christ to forgive your sins and repent before Him? Let's pray. Lord God, as we come before you, Father, we realize, Father, what you offer to us.
天父啊，我们知道您到底是给我们提供了些什么。
And not only simply what you offer, but just who you are. You are the God who saves. You're a God who is holy, a God who is of love. You loved us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. And so, Father, I pray, Father, for even someone today. That today would be the first day, Father, they believe in you, believe that Christ saved them from their sins. And that they would believe in Jesus and repent before you. Father, I also pray, Father, it would bring great encouragement to us.
主啊，我们也向您祈求，愿主您自己加添我们的勇气，加添我们的力量。
And especially, Father, because we know how marvelous salvation is for us.
特别是我们已经意识到，我们也知道了解救恩是多么的可贵。
That we would even be more prompted to have gospel conversations with others.
我们实在是应该被圣灵催促，能够跟更多人传讲福音，谈论福音。
It's a matter of eternity. And so, Father, we pray, Father, for just our compassion, Father, upon others. Lead us to have more gospel conversations with others. And we pray for the people we know that are by us, that, Father, that they would come to know Jesus. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ben, for the message. We all make decisions daily, weekly, or yearly. And it's a great message for those who seek God, seek the truth, and make the wise decision. And this decision is for your eternal life. 让我们今天，我们谢谢潘牧师的信息，我们每个人每天每周每年都会做决定，都在做决定，好让我们今天听到的信息，对福音的朋友，你所做的决定是关乎你的永生，你所做的决定是那有智慧的决定，因为我们人生唯有在基督耶稣里是下面是我们守圣餐的时间 So we shall read the scripture before we partake the bread 让我们一起来读一段经文在我们领受饼和杯之前 We'll read in English and Chinese all together starting from Gospel Luke chapter 22 verse 14 to 20一起来 ，Let's go。
时候的大了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。耶稣对他们说：“我很愿意在受害的一切和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。”
耶稣。
从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄酒。
the communion for those who have been saved and baptized. So we welcome every Christian to observe this and observe this communion. This is a continuing basis in response to our Lord Jesus' command. 那我们在领受这饼和杯，是给所有凡相信接受主、受过洗的，我们来一起来领受，因为这圣餐是应该不断的来纪念举行，这是主耶稣给我们的命令。And the elements here are bread and drink wine. So.在这桌上我们有饼和杯，这饼和杯代表主的身体和他的血，这是用预表的方式象征的话语来讲的。 Bread and cup in figurative language tells us his body and his blood, so we need to commemorateUntil the day he comes. 我们应该如此的行，只等到他来的日子。 So looking back, we adore him, we remember his love that he died on the cross. 当我们回过历史来看的时候，我们来敬拜他，因为他的爱，他死在十字架上。 When we look forward,We are anticipating and we hope that one day he is coming and this day is coming soon. 当我们往前看的时候，因为他来的日子也越来越近，我们有这样的盼望。对，这是主耶稣在最后一个晚餐的时候向门徒说，一直他来的时候才会跟门徒再有一次来享受这样的一个宴席。下面这一段时间，让我们预备我们的心来领受这圣餐。We have a few moments that we examine ourselves before God, so we partake the bread and cup. And this is a solemn time, also it is a reverent time. So.We prepare ourselves.
Search us, know our hearts, and test us, know our anxious thoughts. And she doesn't offensive way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. 现在天父上帝，我们你爱世人，甚至在你独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们感谢神给你残酷高深的爱。我们在所有的面前，我们再次求神鉴察我们，知道我们的心思，试炼我们，知道我们的意念，看在我们内心有什么过犯没有，引导我们走永生的路。我们感谢神，我们天使感恩祷告，是奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, your only Son, come to the earth, died on the cross for our sin. Because of his blood, washed our sins, so we can come to you without fear. We thank you for what you have done for us. We also ask you, before we partake the juice,the cup, help us to examine ourselves. And also, we ask you to be with us, to guide us, to watch us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
谢谢天父， 派你的独生子来到世上，为我们的罪死在了十字架上，还流了宝血，洗净了我们的罪，能够让我们坦然无惧地来到你的面前。主啊，求你来帮助我们，让我们来检查我们自己，把我们所做的、所说的，是不是讨你的喜悦，是不是和我们所蒙的恩相称。主啊，也求助你来看顾我们，怜悯我们，奉耶稣基督圣
名。阿门。
Juice in this cup reminds us that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. So he opened the new and life way to the throne of grace. 我们手上这个葡萄汁，让我们想起主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪而死，他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，到施恩的宝座面前。当我们来临的时候，献上我们的感恩。May we give thanks when we bring this cup.
好，借这个机会啊。 在我们中间的第一次在我们中间的朋友或者弟兄姐妹。我现在手上有个单张，是有一位叫席建伟的新朋友在我们中间，我们请你麻烦你自我介绍一下，我们很希望认识你。
我叫习建伟，跟习近平没关系。我们刚过来吧，从芝加哥里面过来。我是基督徒，我太太上次是第一次过来，很高兴见到大家。
好的，欢迎。还有没有第一次我们中间没有填单张的？好，没有，我们进入那个报告思想感恩报告的，就是我们请大家为教会代祷，因为教会是在寻求上午崇拜的礼拜堂，我们要么是租或者现堂，请大家为这个施工祷告。So let us continue to pray church's ministry of searching for a building that we can worship in the morning. So please pray for this ministry. 报告的话就是感恩节和圣诞节有两次有受洗的机会。如果你有谁的就是已经决志信主想受洗见证的话，这两次机会，现在已经有两位的青少年报名参加感恩节的受洗，那另外圣诞节还有一次机会，所以thank God we have two youths who have responded to Lord's call to be baptized on Thanksgiving Sunday. We have another chance on Christmas Sunday. We will have another baptismal ceremony. So if anybody who has decided to be baptized, please contact Minister 刘勇，请跟刘勇传道联系。我们今天诗班照样有诗歌练习，我们大家一起起立，我们一起唱三一组。Let's stand up. We're going to sing doxology.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动与交通始终与我们同在。是奉主耶稣的名。Amen. Please be seated. Have a silent prayer. And we have fellowship and refreshment in the fellowship hall. You all are welcome.末祷之后散会，欢迎每位都可以留下在交谊厅有点心。